Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. More with livestock market economist Daryl Peel. We're back with Daryl in just a moment.
It's the 25th anniversary of the OERB cleaning up abandoned well sites across Oklahoma.
They sent in a crew, and in 10 days, they had it cleaned up, paid for by the oil and gas industry.
Thanks to voluntary contributions from Oklahoma's oil and natural gas producers and royalty owners, more than 17,000 sites have been cleaned, returning the land to its original beauty. Learn more about the industry's ongoing commitment at oerb.com/restoration.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here inviting you to the 2019 Hemp Hill County AgriLife Beef Cattle Conference, April 23rd, 24th in Canadian, Texas. You'll learn from industry-leading experts including Temple Grandin, Beef Magazine's Burke Tykert, Cattle Facts, and many others. Register now by calling 806-323-9114. That's 323-9114. Don't miss the year's top beef cattle event, including over 60 trade show vendors and the best beef meals you'll ever enjoy. Today's report is service of the American Angus Association, America's Breed. The latest cattle on feed report released this last week based on March 1st data showing more placements than a year ago, and a lot of those placements lighter weight cattle. Extension livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel with us once again today. Daryl, what does this report tell us in regards to those lighter weight cattle going into the feedlots, but yet we've got a fair number of cattle still out on wheat pasture here in the southern plains?
It's kind of north and south. The weather issues play into this a bit. I think here in the southern plains, I do think there's still quite a few cattle out on wheat or have been. Some of them may have moved. We've had issues here with mud and trying to get these cattle out. Certainly, dual-purpose wheat is pastime now with all of it at, virtually all of it at first hollow stem, but there's a fair amount of graze-out wheat, I think, going on, so there's still some cattle out there. But all of that said, we've seen a fairly normal spring so far as seasonal price patterns. The lightweight calves have actually been pretty strong. We're kind of, we got lots of moisture. Once we actually get into spring and warmer weather, we've got good forage conditions in the works here, so we've seen pretty good demand and probably have some grass demand ahead of us on these lightweight cattle as we go forward. There'll be some heavier weight cattle coming in here over the next month or so, and that's those cattle are close to a seasonal low right now, and then they'll start taking off for a summer peak probably.
Well, certainly we're seeing these auction markets in the southern plains reflect a good demand last week and at the beginning of this week, once again, a higher money on both the calf trade as well as the yearling market.
That's right. Again, I think it's, we finally had a little sunshine. We've got ample moisture in most cases, excess moisture still in some situations. But I think in general, we're really kind of anticipating here a strong spring forage start here, and so there is still some demand and probably will be a little bit of demand here for some time to come, another week or two at least, and that's about when we would normally expect to see our seasonal peak, is somewhere between mid-March and the first week or two of April.
And of course, Daryl, after we've had this tough winter across the country, the hints of spring coming in, I've got folks I know already starting to think a little bit about the grilling season across the country, and that is always good for the beef industry as well as far as demand goes.
That's right. We'll see the seasonal patterns kick in, and as we get into April, finish out March here and get into April, we'll start to see at the wholesale level, we'll start to see those grilling prices come in. Loins in particular get very strong in the month of April, and ribs to some extent, and so we'll start to see that as we go into this. Of course, at the same time, as we go between now and May to June, we also will see seasonal increases in slaughter. We usually peak out in that late May or June period. So we'll have some supply growth during that period as well, but we'll also have this increase in demand. And again, right now the demand's a little bit ahead of supply. We're seeing good, strong box beef prices and a little bit of reduction in production as a result of these lighter carcass weights.
Extension livestock market economist, Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is the trusted voice of the Oklahoma cattle industry. Executive Vice President Michael Kelsey says they'll have a strong presence at the state capitol this year.
OCA is an organization working for cattle producers. So if there's an issue that's touching their business, then we're going to be involved in it. We're going to make an effort to be at the table to advocate on their behalf.
Find out what's going on at the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association by following them on Facebook or go to their website, www.okcattlemen.org.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.